DeepEnglish.com.
Human cargo and emotional baggage, present perfect. This month, we've brought you some unusual stories related to cargo, boxes, baggage, and all the ways we describe the things we carry around with us. We've brought you some unusual stories, haven't we? Yes, you've brought us some unusual stories. The word cargo has referred to goods or products carried by trains, planes, and ships. What is the word cargo referred to? The word cargo has referred to goods or products carried by planes, trains, planes, and ships. You might have been surprised to learn that it's also central to a unique religion which has been nicknamed a cargo cult. Has this unique religion been nicknamed a cargo cult? Yes, this unique religion has been nicknamed a cargo cult. The John Frum followers have tried to copy all the rituals of the U.S. soldiers, but haven't had any success. Have they had any success? No, they haven't had any success. Who hasn't had any success? The John Frum followers haven't had any success. Strangely, their failure to produce the magic cargo hasn't meant the end of the John Frum cargo cult. Has this failure meant the end of the John Frum cargo cult? No, this failure hasn't meant the end of the John Frum cargo cult. To this day, every February 15th, the faithful have worn their U.S. uniforms and have carried their fake rifles made from sticks. What have they carried? They have carried their fake rifles. What have they worn? They have worn their U.S. uniforms. When have they done this? They have done this every February 15th. And they have looked to the sky for divine cargo and the return of John Frum. What have they looked to the sky for? They have looked to the sky for divine cargo and the return of John Frum. Shifting gears from divine cargo to human cargo, we have brought you the story of Henry Box Brown. Have we shifted gears? Yes, you have shifted gears. Have we brought you the story of Henry Box Brown? Yes, you brought us the story of Henry Box Brown. Brown has worked in a tobacco factory run by his owner in Richmond, Virginia. Where has Brown worked? Brown has worked in a tobacco factory. Has he worked in a factory in Richmond, California? No, he hasn't worked in a factory in Richmond, California. He has worked in a factory in Richmond, Virginia. He has become a valued worker who has been able to earn and save money from working overtime. Has he been a valued worker? Yes, he has been a valued worker. How has he been able to earn and save money? He has been able to earn and save money from working overtime. Over the years, he has married, rented a house, and raised a family. While Brown didn't have his freedom, he has had much to live for. Has he married? Yes, he is married. Has he rented a house? Yes, he has rented a house. What else has he done? He has also raised a family. Did he have nothing to live for? No, he didn't have nothing to live for. He had much to live for. Shifting gears once again, we have brought you a story about baggage. Have we shifted gears once again? Yes, you have shifted gears once again. What kind of story have we brought you next? You have brought us a story about baggage. The simple story of two Zen monks has illustrated this type of emotional baggage clearly. What has the simple story illustrated clearly? The simple story has illustrated this type of emotional baggage clearly.